360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
He gets on base a lot. Rocco, do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold live with us this morning. Matt, are you in Toronto? Did you make that trip?
No, I didn't. I'm actually I'm in Milwaukee. I've been commuting back and forth with Appleton, our minor league affiliate up north. So we got to see those guys get a win yesterday. So that was a lot of fun too.
You're playing at right. So Timber Rattlers, the stadium right there, just off of Appleton. I think it's technically Grand Chute, but I was around working in Green Bay when they built that place. It's a beautiful ballpark. Got to be a gem among the minor leagues.
No question. Yeah, those guys do a great job. Rob Zurjev, their general manager, does a tremendous job, and they've upgraded a lot of the facilities there. And it's a great place to play, and it's a lot of fun to go up there. If our Brewers fans want to make a trip, it's always a great trip.
Well, one thing I loved about it when it was built is the opportunity to go there, and you know, you got some prospects in the early parts of their careers, but you're going to see guys who you will ultimately see at the major league level. And on top of that, the price is right. I mean, I think back in the day, I don't know if it still is, but it was like a buck to park, and all the concessions were inexpensive as well.
Yeah, no question. It's a great spot, and a lot of our guys, honestly, on rehab like to go up there too because they've upgraded a lot of the facilities underneath. And it feels like a major league stadium in a lot of ways.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager with us on Brewers 360. Hey, Matt, I wonder if I could ask you about, and I don't need you to comment specifically on the flap itself, but there's still some more back and forth with Aaron Rodgers and his bad breakup with the Green Bay Packers. And I wonder if you just feel for your counterpart up there in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst, having to deal with, you know, things that may or may not have been said and news reports and all of this of what was, you know, his best effort to put the team in the right spot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously anybody that's been doing it as long as he has and as successfully as they have been over the years, you know, they have the best interest in heart. They absolutely want to win and they're trying to do the right thing. Of course, it's always a balance between, you know, your player development apparatus and everything that you're trying to do to win games and keep players happy and making sure everybody's in a good spot. But of course, you know, those guys have the best interest of the fans at heart. They certainly have the fans in mind every move that they're trying to make because I know that those guys want to win just like we do as well.
Matt, without going into details, and of course, if you'd like to, you can, but what is the ideal relationship between the general manager and player? You don't always get to travel with them. You're not always on the road with them. What is the ideal relationship between the front office and the players?
I think hopefully it's very friendly, honestly. I mean, I think we don't want to have any kind of combative relationship. I mean, and honestly, I don't feel like that's the case ever. I mean, a lot of us have known these kids. We've been in the room when we've drafted the kids. So you get to know them, you get to know their families, you get to know what they're about. And so as you get to know them as people, then it becomes a lot easier once it becomes more of a business. You know, once you get to the major leagues, there's a lot of business elements involved with the game. But I think everybody understands that. And when you have a mutual respect for each other, I think that's a great place to start from.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. All right, hopefully it's a series win for the Brewers up in Toronto today. Thanks, Matt.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?